Please be seated. I think we all are here because we share a kind of faith with each other. This is more than just faith in our God and faith in Jesus Christ. We also share a faith in all our fellow human beings, a faith in each other to be able to see a way forward and to do what's right, to make use of the wisdom which has been passed down to us from the earliest times. In the reading from Proverbs, we hear words ascribed to wisdom. Wisdom is speaking to us with the voice of a woman. This part of Scripture starts out like this: "Hear how wisdom lifts her voice and understanding cries out." In the time when the stories in the Old Testament came into being, wisdom was an oral tradition, first sung and repeated from one generation to another, and written down much later. Most of our scriptures were oral scriptures long before they were written scriptures. Remember that the gospel itself, as referred to by St. Paul and others, was an oral teaching. So when wisdom tells us the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved, this is the written version of a chant or song which was repeated from one person to another over and over. "For the hurt of my poor people I am hurt, I mourn, and dismay has taken hold of me." Today is the fourth and last Sunday in the season of creation. On this Sunday, we can try to look at the big picture as regards caring for creation. This last Sunday is called Cosmos Sunday, so I am trying to point at the big picture today. However, the cosmos is really too big a subject for me to comprehend. Our galaxy of perhaps 100 billion stars, this universe of a billion trillion stars, in the face of a creation of such a magnitude, we can hardly start to imagine the nature of the cosmos. Therefore, I will only be talking about our own small world. I have been paying attention to the news again this week, and what I found out made me sure that right now we are seeing some incredible things coming to light, both good news and bad news. First, the bad news. There are almost 3 billion fewer birds in Canada and the U.S. than there were half a century ago. This, according to a new study undertaken by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and the American Bird Conservancy. We have all probably heard the story of the canary in a coal mine, kept there to warn about carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide inside the mine. If the canary died, then the miners knew that the mine was also unsafe for themselves. The vast majority of the birds that have disappeared aren't rare or vulnerable endangered species, but include many familiar backyard birds like sparrows, juncos, and canaries. Considered common and abundant, this is a strong indicator that something is wrong in these habitats and environments, almost certainly an indicator of a degradation of overall environmental quality that's ultimately going to affect people. The decline in birds is just one of many examples of species at risk on account of changes in both climate and habitat. We are aware of the decline in frogs, toads, bats, bees, butterflies, large mammals, and thousands of other forms of life, some of them in danger of extinction. We don't yet have a clear idea which of these disappearing species turns out to have been critical to our own continued survival. Now the good news. There are some people just starting to wake up. The most striking people to come forward at this time are very young. We have found one prophetic and surprising new leader in Greta Thunberg, a 16-year-old Swedish girl. She raised considerable attention by sitting outside the Swedish Parliament last November in protest for inaction regarding climate. This became a movement demonstrating against climate change. The movement resulted this weekend in protests around the globe. Literally millions of people attended by persons of all ages. Yesterday, a UN Youth Climate Summit was held in the US. Greta Thunberg spoke this week about how fast the movement is growing, especially among young people. I would never have predicted or believed that this was going to happen, and so fast, she said. Wisdom is being expressed in the voice of a small young woman speaking truth to power. Greta Thunberg is saying to the powerful and rich that the house is on fire. I don't want to be heard all the time, but if there's anything I can do to improve the situation, then I think it's a very small price to pay, she has said. Children around the world are saying, I want to grow up. I want to have a future. So let's get back to immediate local concerns. What can one person or one family do to make any kind of difference in the fate that seems to be rushing at us in the form of climate change and species depletion, of habitat destruction, and so-called natural disasters? We don't really know just how rare is the presence of life in all its forms. This we do know: everything that is alive on our planet is alive on account of an unbroken chain of heredity dating from millions of years ago. If a species is lost, it is gone for good. All living things are related to us. Life does not spontaneously arise in any scenario which we have observed. How life first got its start on Earth is something which is shrouded in mystery and legend. But DNA and RNA molecules don't just spontaneously turn up, and they have never been created in a laboratory. What could we do to be responsible people in this period of multiple natural crises? Here's one idea. Pay attention to what the most conscious, sensitive, and aware people around us are doing. What are Ron and Laura Berezan doing in their lives? Driving an electric car, riding bicycles, permaculture gardening, reviving a blueberry farm, attempting communal living, advocating against environmental destruction, and much more. The passage from the letter to the Colossians connects Jesus with wisdom, calling him the firstborn of all creation. This echoes the words from our Proverbs reading: the Lord had created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. In his letter, Paul clearly states that Jesus encompasses all the fullness of God and reconciles to himself all things. In John's gospel, Jesus tells the Jews, it is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. We are a Christian congregation. Our primary path to wisdom comes through our faithful attempts to follow the way and teaching of Jesus Christ. But we must open our ears to wisdom, even when it comes from the mouth of children, even when it comes from the mouth of one young girl. Let us pray. The earth is yours, Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world and those who live in it. In the hope born of grace, we pray that the Lord, who is our Creator, Sustainer, and Redeemer, will touch our hearts and that of the human family this season of creation. In God's grace, amen.
Amen.